Hello and welcome back to the Riverside City Podcast, Season 2, Game School. I'm Paul, your Game Master. With me we have Mike, who plays Salamander.
Hey, everybody.
Natalie, who plays Mirage.
Hello.
And last but not least, Hart, who plays Chimera.
Evening, everybody.
Question of the day comes from Mike. What do you got for us?
My question is, who would be your character's ideal mentor? Whether that's for your powers or your skill sets, fighting style, whatever you think. Who would be your character's ideal mentor?
Who has their answer off the top of the dome?
Well, mine would be more along the lines of, you know, inspiring or some sort of leader figure.
Like a team leader or like a people leader?
People leader.
Like, we're talking like a politician?
Or
a community leader.
Community leader. Probably somebody
anybody
along...
in mind, or just that's just kind of where you're
that's kind of where I would go with it.
Sort of community leader. I'm fine with that as an answer. That makes sense. Sal, what you got?
I'm pulling from the book here. Atlas.
He's dead.
I know. But, and this is going to point out that it doesn't necessarily have to be, you know, if they were alive, or, you know.
Why Atlas?
Because it fits the same style that Sal uses to save people.
Body
above,
blocking?
Above all else, save others.
Makes sense. Natalie.
I was thinking of, like, I don't want to keep going with Greek people, but, like, someone that's, like, a Hawkeye type.
Something like an archer-style hero?
Yeah.
Do you get to make one up right now.
Hawkeye.
And we're not using... No, I can't.
I'm not sure. I can't think of one. I'm sorry. My brain is kind of goop.
Snapshot or...
I like that name. We'll go with Snapshot.
Do they fight with a bow or something else? Or a crossbow?
Slingshot.
Slingshot.
They use a crossbow.
And where are they based out of?
San Antonio, Texas. His armor looks like an armadillo. Because he's from Texas.
You just gave him a fucking personality. I just heard it.
I know. You're welcome.
I love it. That's great.
Yeehaw, my name's Slapshaw. I have a crossbow. I'm from Texas.
You mean Snapshot.
Snapshot.
What did I say? Slapshot?
Yeah. That's a villain.
Slapshot is a villain. Is it actually?
He uses hockey pucks that are... He's a former NHL player.
I love that.
Who uses... hockey pucks that are like explosives and other stuff like that.
Oh,
like,
that's fucking cool.
If you've played rocket powered Beach Bandits, mm-hmm. You know how you get like the bouncy pucks, the mm-hmm. regular pucks, or the explosive pucks? Mm-hmm. He basically has that.
Nice. Okay.
Alright, cool. Wait. So, that's the question of the day. Who wants to do the recap from last time? It's not very long.
We fought. There were slaves. We freed slave people.
You did free slave people.
I have a following.
He has a following.
Yeah. Got some spell slots back for it, too.
Got some free spells out of it.
I got some free spells out of it.
Cool. So, you guys are... the last thing that happened was they opened up the massive doors by putting in a little bit of a drop worth of water, which is a gallon, and it filled in. And opened up to reveal two large snakes, one huge multi-headed snake, and a person who seemed to be in charge of them. The door, you guys turn around, and the female leader turns, the snake tongue says, "Destroy them." And now we roll for you guys. You're rolling initiative right now. There's no ducking around, as it were.
16 total. The one up from last time.
I definitely moved up. I added 10 to mine.
Nice.
18, well, I go first with one.
18 total.
Okay. So, my really first one is a 14. My second one is a nat 20, so I'm going to put it as a 30 because it was first. My third one is a 13. And my last one is a 22. What do we have? So, can you get, and it's just 18 total, Natalie?
Mm-hmm. Some two.
Not great for you. No, it's not.
What is it?
I'm going to find out. Give me a second. Sal, what did you have?
16
total. Okay.
And 15.
15. And start. It goes me again.
Mm-hmm.
Then Natalie.
Okay.
Then Sal. I think it actually stacked. And then Chris, then me, then me again.
Ugh. What is that? 5, 6. Here. Wow, Paul.
It ended up being split up, but with you guys, with me, then you, then me, then you, then me, then me. Yeah.
But no, it's gonna be you for three, you. And then us for three, and then you for three.
Yeah.
Yippee.
So,
because you got the first two and the last one.
Two and last two. There's four targets.
Oh, okay. All right.
So the big guy, one of the mechanically large versus there's one huge, two larges, and a medium. Oh. All right. So beginning of combat, we have I'm the winner with a nat 20 with one of my little big guys. He is going to produce a bow made out of, looks like the spine of some other creature. And he's going to, which of you looks the biggest?
Hi.
Physically?
Yeah, he's going to shoot at Sal. Thrice. As he closes. 23,
24,
25.
Three hits.
There we go. Change dice. Makes a big difference. Alright, so you're resistant to poison, correct?
Yes.
So you're going to take half of the poison. Piercing is 12 piercing. I'll give you the poison after. 12 piercing, 9 piercing, and 14 piercing. And then I will roll. I'm just going to roll all the poison at once. I'll have it. Just to save time. 11. 20. It will be 31, so 15 poison. 15 damage from the poison. That was my. And he is so fast, he ends up right on you guys. Like, stink on garbage. The boss is now goes, and I think she doesn't know what you do yet, so she's not going to use that yet. She's instead is going to is just going to wave her staff, which has a big old, you know, actually you think it would have like a snake on top, but it doesn't. It has a purple glowing stone that starts to glow super bright, and then is gonna start slapping it, but she wouldn't shoot the same target. So let's go even odd. Who wants odd?
I'll take.
Well, there are three of us.
Oh, they're not shooting me.
You're not, and he's not. No, but no.
No, but there's also Rachel and the cats.
So I'm roll a d10. Cut it. D10. A d5.
Or d4.
Temple cat.
Yes.
Murphy's
Temple
taking
cat.
It. Murphy, how many hit points does he have left?
He has quite a bit.
He hasn't been hit.
He only got hit once.
Yep.
He's about to not do. 28 to hit. 18 to hit. 13.
13 damage total?
No.
13 to hit is
so the only two hit.
Okay, so two hits. Alright, 3, 10.
That was beautiful.
Add 4. 6, 13, 16 points from the first one, 17 points from the first one.
Okay.
And the next one is not 12. 13 points from the second.
So that is
30. 31? Yeah.
I'm still standing.
And then she's going to disappear.
Mm-hmm.
And no, you still can't see her. She did not go invisible.
Hmm.
All right. Next is Athena. You. Athena.
You already did two?
One, two.
Oh. I see what's happening here.
There's one right next to you guys. Big, imposing,
mm-hmm.
scaly motherfucker.
I turn next to him and I go, hi. Nice to meet you. And then claws. I take out my claws. Two.
Three attacks. Throw 3d20s. We'll shortcut this. Roll 3d20s.
That's cocked.
Roll the cocked die. All three hits.
Yay!
I'm going to guess you Hunter's Mark at first?
Yes.
With one of your free uses?
Sorry.
I wasn't going to hold it against you.
No arrows, no arrows. There was no illusion shit that I could have done.
Nope.
I don't need to be invisible for this, because it's nice to meet you.
I understand. Invisible okay. would have helped, but it
would No, I can't attack. Do barrage. I didn't call out minus 5 plus 10, so we move on. So it's what, 3d6?
46. No, sorry. It is 76.
3, 4, 5, 6...
We're shortcutting the...
Seven.
And you reroll ones and twos. Once.
Continuously. Oh.
That's better. Okay. Six. I mean, so that's 10, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26,
27,
28.
28. Plus 18.
Plus
18. 46.
Okay.
Anyone disagree? I can math. All right. You use your bonus action. You use your action. Now your pets.
Okay. Ted and Murphy. We're gonna go. You know what? Last time, Ted, he's feeling his Wheaties. He's gonna go Ted's first again. Where the fuck is Murphy? There he is. All right, Ted.
Ted crit again. Ted is apparently only good in temples. Session before last, he also did great in the temple. So is Murphy going to give him his reaction to get the double?
Oh, yes. Yes, he is.
Okay.
2d8, sorry.
Yes.
My apologies. 2d8 and then 2d6.
Okay. And then add 28. No, plus whatever his bonus. What's his bonus?
His plus is plus 7.
No, not to hit, to damage.
Plus
7?
Plus.
Okay.
Yeah, plus 7. So, reroll ones and twos?
Nope.
Damn it.
Only you.
So that's a 6, 7.
18 plus 7. 18 plus 28 is 46 plus 7.
Mm-hmm.
55. Holy shit, it's almost dead.
Murphy.
Miss.
Do you even need to be here? She's got this.
Very much not. This is the weakest thing in the room.
Mm-hmm. And I usually go for the toughest. And it's I'm still sorry. Not
dead. That's okay.
I'm sorry,
it's
guys.
It's on us, so we have to deal with it first.
Murphy, what's going on, bud?
He's like, this temple isn't dedicated to me. Which is true.
That's accurate.
Not an opposing deity, but it's not his. Not mm-hmm. It's not his temple. So his mom's his grandma, great great many times great grandmother's temple. So there might be some interference. Athena, your turn is over. Sal, it is your turn. There is a mook on your ass.
All right, bonus action. I'm gonna put up my reflect armor. Armor of Agathys.
Okay, the big one.
Yes. And then I'm just going to...
go to Pound Town, population him?
Yep, with the glaive.
I love it when it happens. You may not need multiple. Well, you'll need at least two attacks, but you'll probably pop them after that.
Oh, that one's cocked. The first one is an 18 total.
Hits.
Okay.
What's your what's your max damage? On one attack? 26? 27?
24, 28.
Roll the damage. You could theoretically kill it in one hit. On a perfect, almost perfect roll. If it wasn't that close, I wouldn't have asked for it.
Definitely not.
Okay. You had a chance of getting one shit, but honestly, you're pretty much almost for sure going to get it on the second.
Alright, so 11 points total on the first swing.
Oh, wow. Maybe not. Okay. You hit the second time? What'd you roll?
I did not. I don't think I hit the second time, because that's a 4, so 13.
Miss.
So he'll take 5 points of damage.
I like it.
From graze.
I don't like the damage, but I like that you remembered.
No, I don't get the third attack. That's right.
Because you use your bonus action for the shield.
Yep.
Okay.
I will do another 4 points off of the...
Still not dead.
What do you call it?
The hippo thing.
Astral Spark.
Chimera. It's you. Or your sister. You should let it be your sister. What you got?
How big is the area that these snakes are in?
Oh, they're scattered all over the room. I mean,
repeat, how big is this room?
The room's like 200 foot across.
Okay.
They're probably the closest pair are 60 foot apart.
Okay.
And after that, they're so for visualization purposes, you guys are at the bottom. And visualize a room that is a massive square.
Okay.
And then about 60 foot in front of, or 100 foot in front of you is a huge water orb. It's not a water. It's a blue crystal about 30 foot across, floating in the air about 30 foot above the ground. Behind that, another 60 feet is the caster. To your left, about, you know, essentially on the compass point, is the other abomination, or the other one who's like the one that's next to you, and then by the boss, actually right in front, underneath the central sphere is the biggest one. So essentially, they're at north. If you're looking, they're at northwest and center, and you guys are south.
So are they... So the one that's up against us is more than 30 feet away from the rest of them.
Yes. Okay. It's also at this many hit points.
That's fine. Because I was thinking about doing the Steel Wind Strike.
Oh, yeah. And you can get the rest of them with... Oh, you can get... They're all within 60 foot of each other. Or at
30
least,
foot.
Oh, no, it's within 60 foot, not 30 foot.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's 30 foot.
So you take Spell Sniper and...
It doesn't help, because it specifically says it jumps 30 feet.
Yeah.
The range is special.
Mm-hmm.
What you got?
All right,
Well, to be clear, this abomination, you said you checked the strongest in the room.
Mm-hmm.
Against regular level whatever, this would have been one of the strongest things in the room. You guys are not that.
No, I know. I just, I like to...
I hit the big guy.
All right, she's going to move 30 feet up towards the middle of the room.
So
she's getting closer to the other ones?
Yes.
And then, can I get two of them in a lightning bolt?
Yeah, you can get the middle guy and the guy in the back, no problem.
Okay. So, she'll do a lightning bolt.
I don't think she has...
One of the guys disappeared, remember?
The guy in the back disappeared. So, no, you could not.
You're right.
Oh,
no, but you could get the guy next to you and the one in the middle with a lightning bolt, no problem.
Okay, that'll work.
He died. The one dies. I got only number one save. Guys, 4 fucking hit points. He dies.
Take my inspiration.
That wasn't me forgetting. It was him.
No. You said, this guy's here.
Him, yeah.
So.
I gotta make a save for the big bitch. Who hopefully gets a turn.
Ew.
Not after that.
I have advantage, but I have a plus one. I don't see myself.
22.
I'll take a half.
So take 11.
Seems like it might be resistant. Camara, what would you do now?
I am gonna so he disappeared.
Correct. Rachel moved 30 foot forward, right?
Yes.
She says, it's floating behind the sphere.
Okay.
Like, where can I hide? Let's go behind the big ass floating rock. That you hit with magic. Bad, 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 bad things will happen. Your danger senses tingle. At the idea of doing anything like that.
My common sense is tingling. It says don't do that.
That was in Shadowrun. There's actually a thing you can get. A number of times you go to your edge, the DM can tell you, per session says,
yeah,
that's a bad... Or your common sense says that's a really bad fucking idea. It costs 3 karma. It's super cheap to get. It's just like, for those characters who do a lot of dumb shit, it'll tell you if it's really dumb... Or just kind of dumb. Yes. I love that trait. Quality.
So I'm going to go ahead.
Mr. Chris didn't plan his turnout before.
Yeah.
So currently there are two visible enemies.
Yes.
And then one dead one by your feet.
Yes.
Who got electrocuted.
I am going to go ahead and move up 30 feet.
You can see the other one.
And she's in 120 feet from me?
Yeah.
Then she's going to get a psychic glance.
Okay. Let me pull her up. I think she may be immune to this. No.
Int save.
She's not immune. Int save?
Int.
That's not what I wanted you to say.
Int save.
She'll legendary resist it.
Of course she will.
That attack is debilitating.
Yes, yes it is. So 10. 18.
So 9. Okay. You have a bonus action. You can heal somebody, you can get a bonus, get inspiration.
You didn't get hit the last fight, right? Natalie?
Yeah, how are
Marissa? Oh, I'm sorry.
You didn't get hit
100.
Okay, I'm at 100 still. You're fine.
How's Sal doing?
We're at 100.
With temps or without?
Not including my new 25 temporary hit points, I'm still at 106.
Okay.
I guess I'll just have to heal myself, because I'm the lowest.
You're going to heal myself. Okay. I'm going to let you handle it.
I mean, Murphy is at 5.
I hate to say it, Murphy's on his own.
Well, okay. So the other one is going to shoot the temple cat?
Because Murphy's about to...
He's at 5. Yeah. What else can you do?
Make him go away.
He just popped. I just did...
Done. You know, 5.
More than his hit points.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, the other one doesn't look like... Ted doesn't look like a temple cat.
No. He's trying to be one.
He doesn't look like one.
I know.
It's a very distinct...
Can't they look...
Like any natural creature. Oh, Murphy is not... Murphy is not technically a beast. By definition. He would not be... Beast... Speak with the Animals wouldn't actually work with him.
Mm-hmm.
He's not a beast.
Mm-hmm.
So I got two more shots. They're both going to be at Rachel.
Okay.
So she's the closest. Mm-hmm. I'm going to hit and a miss. 26 and a 12 misses, I'm assuming, right?
Yeah.
She has no resistance to poison, correct?
Not that I know of.
Probably doesn't.
Yeah.
So I'm going to hit for 2d8, 3d6.
Yeah.
I don't often get to hit her.
No. No.
She's not usually in the mix.
No, she is usually not in the mix.
That was not bad. 11, 24, 27, 30 points.
Okay.
Wham! And then it will slither over and be next to her.
Oh, okay. I'm good with that.
The biggest boy.
Oh, perfect.
Is in the middle, and the only person he can make it to is you, Chris.
Okay.
So it's gonna just fucking no. So we'll do, we'll do it in order. So it's two claws and then a flurry of bites. So two claws.
I didn't know it was a monk.
I know, right? good dice upgrade. Two hits, the
bad
29s each. 2d6 plus 6 twice. 46 plus 12. You don't have any concentration spells, do you?
Not up. Currently not up.
Okay, that's what I was asking. 28 points for those two attacks total.
Okay.
And then this is the flurry of bites. You really want him to miss this.
Well, nothing I can do about that either.
Nope. This is that. You have no resistance to poison still, right?
No.
I didn't think so.
He does now.
Oh. He's like, hey, do I wish I had taken that now? Yes. Was it relevant at the time? Oh. No. How often do I get to hurt Chris this bad? Almost never. I'm sorry, whenever I hurt Chris, it's always a lot. It's never a little chunky chunk. It's not little city chunks. 10, 20, 30, 46 points. Yeah, 46 points.
So yeah, I'm definitely hurting.
That was my chunker. Top of the order is the
Meme.
Dead guy, followed by the boss. She is going to
say, "I'm so sorry, guys. This was a complete misunderstanding. I'm going to leave you
not
all alone
even
now."
Even a little bit. I need to roll to see if she gets her teleport back. She does. Fantastic. So she will pop down and attack. Which one of you looks like a caster? You or your sister?
Yes.
Him.
Actually, my sister looks more like a caster.
Yeah, she's attacking the sister. Does she... Oh. What's her vulnerability? Thunder, right? Because she's the harmonics mage, or is she...
Then
force?
She wouldn't be...
What's her, each one has a vulnerability. We came up with it a while ago. It would be on there on the like, you put it on the big sheet that all their names.
Oh
are
in. Yeah. Actually, the only one we figured out was Matthew.
I need you to tell me what it is for her right now, because it's a certain type, and I'm not.
It's not going to be force. Because that's more along the lines with the harmonics.
Yeah.
Thunder would be along the same lines as harmonics, so...
Yeah.
Is it psychic, then?
Probably. No, because she's a brain.
So she's really smart.
So Whoa. She's smart, so... Oh, you guys got a delivery.
Yeah, it's cookies.
I would say probably fire.
Vulnerable to fire. Write it down. Okay, this is not fire. Okay, that was the relevant bit.
It's not poison either. Definitely don't pick poison. Not in this fight.
I mean, poison's rarely used. Well, no, I think that I use poison all the time. 3 attacks for on you. two hits.
Okay.
Sorry. That's a 12, a 26, and 28.
Thanks, you too.
It's a 12, a 26, and a 28. So,
that'll be two hits.
Yeah, 3d10. Twice. 25.
Okay.
And...
27. Okay.
And then she will disappear again.
She already teleported twice.
She floated down.
You said she popped down.
She popped down with
she
her.
Floated down and she.
Okay.
But pop, I meant like she pops on, like you pop on over something. She floats down, then she pops away.
You mentioned, oh, she's got to teleport back. She pops down.
Yeah.
She floats down.
In the same breath. Yeah. Sorry. Kind of.
Yeah. It didn't mechanically didn't matter for that. Let's say she did teleport again for funsies. But yeah, no, she floated down, then she popped away. That was my boss, who's way scarier than I thought she'd be, which is kind of nice. It is now Natalie's turn, so I will hit, the stop button. Cord. So, closest to you, Natalie, is the anathema in the middle, 30 feet away from you. The big bad. The big bad who's not the Booga caster.
Alright. I do it again.
The one that's on Rachel, right?
Yeah, the one that is next to Rachel.
Nice to meet you.
Would you like to do anything fancy to it?
-5 +10, move Hunter's Mark.
Move Hunter's Mark, smart.
Can I go invisible?
You can try. That would mean you couldn't use move Hunter's Mark.
Oh.
You're better off getting extra damage from Hunter's Mark.
Okay.
That's
it. 3?
3 attacks, yeah. Are you taking the -5 +10 or not?
Yes.
Okay. So what's your bonus to hit?
+5. So okay. This one just won't hit.
Correct.
But these two will.
You don't know what the armor class is.
16?
That does hit, actually.
The other one was 17. I don't know if you saw it.
Yeah, I did. Okay. So roll 3, 4, 5d6. Yeah, roll 5d6. And you're gonna add 32. Real ones and twos on your claws. That's
nice.
That's what that.
12. 30, 40, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23. 23 total on dice.
And add 30, and then add 32. So 55. 65? No, 55.
55.
55.
55 points. I don't like you.
That's fine. And then now...
Ted. Because Murphy got
popped. You know what? No. Murphy's like, it's because you keep going first, bud.
No, Murphy got popped.
Oh, shit, he did get popped. Ted's like, I must avenge my friend! 11 + 8 for 19. I must avenge my friend!
He's like, we're not friends!
We're besties! 17 total!
That hits. That does damage, yeah. Next.
That's it.
Sal.
Okay, so the one that was in front of me is dead.
Correct.
That means the next closest one would be the big one that they just...
And the other one is also right there, so you could attack either one of them.
Okay. Which one has more damage on it, because if we can take them out...
They are approximately the same, but the one is easier to hit. It doesn't matter in this case.
Is there one that doesn't have anybody on it?
No, they're both. Everyone's engaged.
So I have the smaller of the two, and I'm looking very bloody.
Sorry, the sister is the smaller of the two.
No, the sister. I thought she had the bigger.
No, your sister's the big one, and he has the smaller.
Then I'll go for the smaller one. Get it off of him. We'll take a fly up, yep. Two strikes, just to see what happens.
Are you taking the penalty to hit, or no?
I don't know what their AC is, so I'm not taking it yet.
Okay.
They're not like the ones outside.
They are not.
So, a 2 is going to miss, but that'll just add 5 to my other attack.
Yep.
16 plus 9, so 25 to hits. Hit. Yeah. All right. Okay, so 25 points total.
With the raise?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. That was to the little one. Little being and larger than all of you.
Bonus action attack. 9 plus 9, so 18.
Hits.
Cool. Grab a d4 out of there. Fifteen more.
Cool. All right. That worked. Anything else, Sal?
Nope. That was everything.
Chimera, you and your sister.
Well, Rachel will go first.
Roll the hit.
She is going to start. You guys hear a very loud tone as everything starts to vibrate.
Is it a low or a high tone?
Low tone.
It's a brown note.
So
that is reverb. I already made that joke.
I believe she's plus. Oh wow, plus 10. Yeah. So 20. 20 will hit.
It hits, yeah.
Okay. 10d10 plus 6.
Hadouken! It's still art. But.
So that thing's fucked.
It's still alive, but.
Not by much.
You could have paired that. Didn't.
I haven't paired them yet.
Or just don't move them, and I'll count it real fast. 10, 18, 23, 28, 35,
43, 52?
You counted them.
Yeah. So, 10, 20, 35, yeah.
52.
Plus 6.
6, so 58. It is officially bloodied. By a lot. By a lot. Come here, it's your turn.
By a little.
Oh, what's her bonus action? Does she have one?
I don't think she has a good
There's
one.
Not many. Yeah. She could technically Misty Step away if she wanted. If you have that on her list.
After that... might be a good idea. I don't think he's happy.
Oh, he's pissed. Oh, did you make the wisdom save?
Oh. She did.
You really, really glad she did, or that would have fucked it.
Well, her she also gets plus 7.
It would have given you disadvantage, though.
Yeah.
DC 17.
No, I do not.
You are frightened.
Okay. So I'm at disadvantage?
To attack it, yeah.
Do I see the other woman who teleported away? Is she still behind?
No, she's not visible. You just trying to steal wind?
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, disadvantage, though.
Only on the one.
If the object of your fear is within sight.
Okay.
No, just don't look at him.
Oh. Frightens a bitch.
All right.
Anybody speak Abyssal?
He understands it.
I know, but anyone besides Chris? Is it on either of your two lists is what I'm asking?
No.
What is it called?
Although Abyssal? Technically I can run and comprehend language.
No.
Yeah, but you don't currently have it going.
The reason I ask is because technically the sibilant language they're using, that snake tongue, is actually Abyssal. I just remember, I had not thought to check.
Atlantean?
No.
Oh. So, my as a bonus action, I'm going to Misty Step away.
Who is?
Chris.
Okay.
Okay. And then he's going to go ahead and use the necklace to
reach him. Heal himself?
Yeah.
AP 4 plus 4, really?
Yep.
Because I did double that, but the potions are not doubled. Those are the regular old, regular 5e potions. Okay, you take care of that. The abomination attacking your sister. Okay. Is going to attack her thrice. With a... He's going to bite once and then scimitar thrice, actually, because of Nick. So, fun. Okay, so we'll do the bite. Does a 21 hit her?
Yes.
Okay, I think she might be popped from that.
Probably.
46 plus 4.
But he already declared all his attacks.
No, that's not how that works. Wow, I rolled 4 fours. That's unusual. 16, take 20 even. For her.
Yeah, she pops.
Okay. He is going to turn on the next closest target, which is...
Probably Sal.
The Sal
oh,
or...
Oh, no, because you're... Mirage.
Three.
You are on...
It's those...
She's on the big guy.
This is not the big. This is the smaller one.
Yes.
So
I went to the one that was on Chris.
Said
Chris.
So then it's, the cat. Then it's Ted.
Aww.
Here's three attacks on Ted.
Well, no, because she went on.
But Ted went on. It's circling. It has to find a target.
So there, we have two of them left, right?
There's the abomination, which is the smaller one, and the anathema.
Okay.
So the abomination is the one that's attacking right now, and it has three valid targets.
Yes.
So I need to pick which one it is.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
I went to the same one Chris was on because I thought that was different. I thought they were...
They all decided to go on the same one you did.
Rachel was on the big one.
Oh, then that was not on Rachel. Those attacks were on you then. You moved away.
I moved away.
So
Sal is... So Sal moved in last turn and attacked the one that I was on, that was on me.
So the only one...
So you... Did you... Those three attacks were supposed to be on me or Rachel?
This is the little one.
Yes.
This is the only time I wish I had a map in front of me.
So the little one would be against Sal.
I'm the only thing left against
it. Okay. Everybody else is on the big
Chris
one.
Chris and I were on the little one.
So my low was a 23 on that. So
23 will hit.
So that is 20 points of damage on the bite. Oh, but however, 12 of it is poison. So you'll take half of that.
Okay.
So six less. So 14.
And then you take.
And then I have three slashes.
You take damage.
Oh yeah, I'm going to take damage, which might kill it.
25.
Ooh, that's really bad.
Force damage, baby.
Yeah, it doesn't like that. It's bloodied now, which just gives it advantage. So, okay, where are my d20s? What happened to my d20s? I have d20s here. Did someone check what? Nellie, did you check? Oh, there you are. Okay, first attack with advantage. 23?
Yes.
Second attack with advantage? 2 7s? And third attack with advantage. 5 and a 6.
So one of the three.
Yep. So it will attack with this. Take 8. And I'll take 25 more points.
8 what?
Slashing.
And yes. And I still have temporary hit points.
I know. I was like, I'm gonna get rid of it. It's gonna go, and it's gonna be fine. No. Okay.
So then you took another 25?
Yeah, I've taken 50 points from that this round. How close are you to losing those temp HPs?
3.
Fuck me. Alright, the abomination, what targets does it have?
So that's the big one.
Yes, this is the big
one. So it would be...
Mirage.
Mirage, Ted, and Rachel.
Rachel didn't get popped because she wasn't there.
She was... Right.
So, okay, then we're going...
The big one just took the big-ass punch from her.
So, It's gonna bite her. It's going to. Let me make sure I grab the right model. Yes, okay. Attempt to claw her first. It is bloodied. I mean, it is at advantage.
Shield.
25.
Shield wouldn't help.
It will deal 8 plus 6 is 14.
She's still up.
Is she really? Second claw. Will also hit. For 16.
Now she pops.
Okay. And then the flurry of bites will be on Mirage.
Or Ted.
It knows who's in charge. Ted. Also, who did 50 damage to her? To him.
Cat.
Not a temple cat.
Still a cat.
Man, I got a 26 to hit you.
That'll hit.
It actually misses. That's so weird.
Just a 26. A 25 would hit.
But yeah, 25, then. Yeah.
27 hits.
Natalie, what
no,
is...
No, stop adding dice. No, stop. Owie.
Let me count. 2.
Owie.
5. Okay, hold on. There it is. It is 10d6 total. You have no resistance to poison, correct? No, she is not. Okay.
I don't.
Alright, so it's 10d6 plus 6. Alright. That's a bad, fucking bad roll.
Oh, thank God.
20.
97 damage on a bad roll. What the hell?
29 plus 6, 35 points. That was probably the worst. That was piss poor.
You know what? You need to keep rolling like that, please.
That was dog water. All right. Top of the order is me. With my boss type. Oh, that's way better than what I was going to do. The body of the one snake person, the big snake that's next to you guys, lifts up, and then it gets slammed into you. I need dex saves from Ted, Sal, and
incorrect.
Mirage.
No.
I'm on the little one.
It's dead.
No, it's not.
Isn't it dead? Oh, no. It's not dead yet. She can't use it as a weapon yet. Fuck, never mind. She was using telekinesis to pick it up and use it like a hammer. Okay.
She can do that, but she'd do a damage to her own people.
She's not doing that, because she's not stupid. No, don't do that. She's going to... I guess she's just going to blast Sal with some psychic blasts.
Fuck you.
I mean, I haven't used it all fight.
Thanks, Mike.
So, I don't feel bad. 3 psychic blasts. 1 hit. That's the cockedest dice I've ever seen in my life. 16, 20. 24 doubled 48 points. Man, that was 1 hit. That's her turn. And then roll to see if she gets teleport back. She does not. You see her fly up. Looks like she's using the top of the ball to hide herself.
So I know where she is.
You saw her fly away this time.
So magic missile is a viable option.
You have to be able to see her. That's how magic missile works. Natalie, it's your turn. So it is Athena's turn, or Mirage's turn. She has the big bitch in front of her.
1, 2, 3.
And also the smaller ones nearby, but they're kind of grouped together a little bit.
1, 2, 3. Ah!
Yeah.
Oh, that's right, you go before me.
Miss.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was this one and this one.
But you're not going to kill
plus 10s.
The other one,
are you? Oh, you didn't take the penalty?
No.
You're not going to kill the one in front of you.
So right? All 3 hit?
The snake.
I might.
How many d6s?
Do you want me to?
7. 7 d6s. You did the penalty, so you're, and then you're adding 18. You roll 1s and 2s.
That's a lot.
four of them.
Fuck. It's not any better.
Ten,
yes,
it is. Yeah, it five. Is. 10, 21, plus 18. 39? Still alive.
Fuck.
It's real low, but it's still alive.
No, Ted.
Ted'll kill it. It's okay.
With the way Ted's been rolling, Ted's gonna kill it. Are you fucking kidding? Ted killed it. It had 9 hit points. Ted did it on the dice. Describe as Ted kills the five-headed snake.
Ted runs up to it and then just...
For Murphy.
Yells, for Murphy! And then kills it.
Just rips its throat. Rips.
No, not rips his throat out. In my head, I think like he's like ramming him with his head. What? I don't know why. Cause I don't know.
He grow a horn all of a sudden?
I don't know.
That's funny.
No, he grows like a lion mane. He starts to look more and more like a temple cat.
Yeah, a little bit.
Cool. So that was Ted.
For Murphy.
Ted showed the fuck up right there.
For Murphy, and then Murphy's like, no, stop.
Sal, it's your turn.
Okay.
You really don't want to fight this bitch in melee. She's all psychic damage.
Yeah. We're going
to
try
and... Also, she saw how you reacted to it. She goes, ooh, new target.
Mm-hmm.
So how big is the other snake? Is
it still large? 10 foot tall, yeah.
Yeah, so it's still large.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. We're going to try and take this thing out in front of me first.
Yep, it has some hit points. Way less than it did last time it attacked you.
Yeah,
that was fucking. It had a bad day.
Well, that's a miss, so that's 5 points.
What'd you roll?
A 2 on the die.
Yeah, you won't do it. Mm-hmm.
And. A 15 on the die.
That'll do it.
Alright, 10, 14 damage.
So 19?
Yeah.
With the grays, right?
Yeah.
Still up.
I'm going to stack another 4 onto that.
Still up.
Fuck you.
It's hurt. It's hanging on by less than, barely more than 10% of its hit points, but...
Okay.
With the butt, so... you could butt what a d4 2d6 and fad die.
Yeah,
you could theoretically kill it.
Unfortunately, I need to do something else.
Okay, it has some points left then.
I'm going to use a second wind. So I'm fucking dying.
Doesn't the second one get buffed in 24?
Nope. I get more uses, but I don't. It didn't get buffed.
Okay, more uses is a buff, but yeah.
I get 16 points back.
That's pretty massive. D10, for just the bonus action?
D10 plus fighter level.
Yeah. Done after that? Are you gonna fly away? Let me bite you.
Honestly, I can't do anything else about it because if I fly away, it gets a free attack. Correct. So I have to stand here.
Chimera. / sister.
Sister popped.
Pop the sister. Chimera.
Alright, I'm gonna use, as much as I wanted to do something else, I'm gonna go ahead and cast a Mass Cure Wounds, because I believe we're all kind of hurting.
Yeah, what's Mass Cure Wounds doing in the new edition? I haven't looked. Is it doubled? I'm looking.
5d8.
So not quite doubled. It was 3d8, now it's 5d8. It's still huge, though. 5d8 plus 6? Mm-hmm. To everybody, all allies within range?
Mm-hmm.
Which is all of you. Except, so Ted will get it.
Yes.
Athena, Sal, and Chris himself.
Yes.
Ted has not lost any hit points.
Murphy
is in the bag.
Murphy's growling.
Loudly.
5.
You know what? No, Murphy's purring, but he's pretending like it's growling.
That was pretty okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was counting those.
Yeah. Yeah, they count those.
Never mind. Never mind, that sucked.
Yes. 5, 7, 17.
23.
Yeah, 23.
Yeah, that kind of was dog water.
Okay. 88.
Because I really wanted to do something else, but...
All right, you have a bonus action.
So how bad are you?
I'm at 100.
Okay. And you're still fine.
I'm okay.
Have I attacked you in this fight?
I'm going to be less fine as soon as that lady gets her turn.
Yes, I know.
You're going to be much less fine.
Paul, look at me. You hit me. Mm-hmm.
Got it. Target.
Acquired.
Well, Ted also has not been hit at all, so...
So what is he? What's the bonus action?
I'm actually going to give him a
Bardic Inspiration.
Bardic Inspiration.
Bardic Inspiration for Sal. All right,
just because
the little big man is gonna
not saves.
Try no, and mess up. You're not next to them.
No.
So I can't attack you, but I can attack the person who keeps clawing the shit out of my friends. Hello, Mrs. Lady. You're going to be attacked thrice.
From what?
Scimitar. A bite from the little one.
She's not on the little one. She's on the big one.
It's dead.
Yeah. It's dead.
She didn't go to the...
So is it the only one on the little one is
Sal.
Ah, fuck. All right. Here's the bite. I get advantage. 22 misses you.
Correct.
No, I'm sorry.
It does.
To make it a threat. I do hit you. That's 20. That's 24.
Mm-hmm.
There. That's the one modification I made to these monsters. I gave them a plus 10 to hit instead of plus 7. Okay. So that's a hit. You're going to take half of that poison. So here's the poison, which is good poison. 15, so 7. And then the actual bite's just a d6. Plus 4 is 2. And then 5 more. Then here's the scimitars. I have... they are... This is the first one. Misses. Second one. Misses. Third one. Double crits. Sure.
It's only one crit.
And I don't get the max dice. From my own roll. Because that's not fair. I roll higher dice pools than you guys do. Usually. 11, 12, 16 slashing. That was his turn. The anathema is dead. The boss. She flies down. Sees you're still standing. Attacks Sal again.
Or me.
She saw he's weak to psychic damage.
Technically, no.
With how her powers work, okay, technically, yes.
Whatever.
It's a fear effect that she's playing with.
Keep healing, Sal. I'm okay over here.
My dice want you to live. One hit of 3. So. They want you to live so bad. 7 plus 4 is 11. On 3d10. So 22. This is dog water. Do I get my teleport break? Nope. She flies back on top. Honestly, she probably was going to go there anyway. But, Athena, it's your turn.
It's me.
Athena. There's a very, very wounded snake in front of you. It has... One of your claws would probably kill it.
1, 2, 3. Here we go.
What I'm saying is you may only need one attack to kill it. Because you get 3d6 on one attack.
Mm-hmm.
So roll the 1. See if you kill it.
17.
Hits. Oh, with your bonus you kill it then. Okay, that's dead. So you have... you could theoretically have another attack with your bow if you'd like. If you can see, find her.
And then I go, boop, Hunter's marked that bitch.
Yeah?
Do I need to roll to see her?
Yes. She's actively hiding.
13 plus, I'm assuming investigation?
Perception.
Plus 12? 13 plus 12 for 25? 25,
yeah, you see her. She is hiding as close to the sphere as she can. If you want to avoid hitting it, you're going to add 5 to her AC.
Okay.
Otherwise, you'll miss. Yeah, otherwise, if you miss, you'll hit it.
Minus 5 to AC?
So, her AC is treated... If you're not risking hitting the orb...
I don't want to hit the orb.
Her AC is going to be treated as 5 higher.
Got it.
But then there's no what chance of you hitting the orb.
That is a 6 plus 12.
18 will miss.
Okay. And then I have one more hit, right?
5-1.
No.
Okay.
Because you used your claw, then you switched to your bow.
Correct. Yep. Done. Okay. Ted?
It is Ted. He can fly!
He can fly. I said Ted after her.
He moves twice and makes it to her. Does not get to attack.
Damn.
Sal.
I still have this thing in front of me.
No, she's it's killed not. It.
She killed it.
Yes. Got it.
Cool. I need to check something really quick because I have a very bad, very bad idea.
A no good, very bad idea?
Me too.
This is the DS. Utility ability. This should be interesting.
Roll perception checks, everybody, right now.
Perception.
No.
Natural 20?
DC was 30, so I mean the odds of you guys making it were low. But
I rolled a 2.
The nat 20 over here, though. You hear Yusuf screaming.
Yusuf.
That's the guy we came in with.
No, I know.
It sounds like it's coming from the north. If you guys enter from the south, it's coming from the north.
Yusuf screaming.
That way.
That way.
And you see there's a person-sized set of doors over there.
Murphy, go. Can you go check that out?
I'm only immortal when I'm with you right now.
That's very true. Maybe don't.
Send Ted.
Murphy, look at where Ted is.
He could
Murphy,
leave.
Look at where Ted is. No, because he's in combat right now. What happened, Murphy?
I don't want to talk about it.
Just throwing it out there. Just saying.
Send one of your minions.
I only have other one, which is Ted. I can't send another Harriet.
No, but the two-legged minions.
Two-legged minions.
Us.
Don't. Are you talking about them, Murphy? Can I try to extend
is he a cat? Come on.
Can I extend to send Harriet my powers?
You're trying to push your powers to send Harriet. She couldn't get through the door anyway.
Yeah, she could.
With what hands?
If she
to open the doorknob.
Do we want to rush forward, or do we want to deal with this?
We'll get to him here in a moment.
Okay.
I'm going to...
Imagine something, Chaz.
Bonus action, I'm going to switch my weapon to the heavy crossbow.
Okay.
Which gives Devil's Sight.
Sees through darkness, yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to move to where I can see this lady.
Uh-huh.
I'm sharing the Devil's Sight with both of them.
Okay.
And I'm going to put darkness on her.
Okay.
And then I'm going to action search.
Okay. Don't roll with advantage. She knows where you are.
Okay. Is there a reason?
Mind sight. You have a mind. You're within 100. You're within 500 feet. She knows where you are.
It would be debatable, but you know.
What's his intelligence?
Yeah.
Is it higher than 2? You qualify.
2 attacks. I'm action surge, so I'm rolling with advantage.
She's the worst target for it. But you didn't know that.
Yeah.
How would you know?
Hey, we got to figure out how the monster works. It's fine.
She's just a mean bitch of psychic damage.
So does a... Goddamn. This page. There.
Are you taking the same 5 penalty to not hit the sphere that she did?
Yes. Okay. So then...
AC is 19. Years before.
That one doesn't hit.
Okay. Just, fairness, no, and advertising.
Wait. this is with advantage because of the action, because of action surge.
You get advantage on the first attack after your action, action surge?
Advantage on all my attacks with action surge.
Is that a thing now?
Gauntlets of Empowerment.
Oh, yep. Okay, you're good. No, that's cool.
So the 17 plus 9
hits.
And the second attack is a 20.
Yeah?
Yep.
Nice.
So.
There you go. All
right. So we'll roll both dice because why not?
Let me just add the max. You get some stank you can throw on it or nothing special?
Nothing special. Okay. However, I will be healing all of this.
Gauntlets of Empowerment?
Mm-hmm. And move you guys out of the way.
That was a Dravara Institute reward, right?
Yep.
The crit helps that be very, very good.
Alright, so that's 31. Plus
8, 39, plus 24. 63?
Yeah.
Cool. She's hurt. Not even close to dead, but she's hurt.
And I'm feeling significantly better. Oh, no, and that's martial weapons only, right?
That was, so you guys are all up against her?
I am not up against her. I shot at range.
Now, did you fly forward and then shoot at range? So you are closer to the thing. You hear some more screaming. And so it's more obvious.
I am
going
to tag, use my last Astral Spark to do four more.
Sure.
Just because it gets it closer.
I repeat, you hear the screaming is louder, and it is not screaming of, like, it's screaming of pain, not screaming of, like, anger.
Shit. that was my turn. So.
Yep. Alright, Chimera. Your medicine wore off, sweetie.
I know.
I need her to make a charisma save.
I love those. No, I don't. Fuck. You've targeted all her bad saves. She's got great dex, great con, great wisdom. The odds of me making this are so low.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear
I
that.
I have advantage, but still. Like, I'm adding... 19!
Too bad.
No shit! I did not expect that! And I'm not a legendary. So
I was using maddening whispers from the ring.
Oh, that's a bad spell. Well, it's a good spell, but it's a bad for me.
So
I made the save.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Then I'm going to continue to move. I'm going to move towards the back since
they said. Yeah, there's no grass for you to teleport through.
True. No.
So we just move once.
I do have a Misty Step, but that's not.
Well, it would almost get you to the door. 30 is 60. Yeah. It means next turn you can be at the door.
Yeah, so I'll do that.
Okay. That's gonna be relevant.
I have mobility, so I have 40.
Hold on, 40. You make it to the door.
Yeah, so I'll make
next
it.
Turn.
Yeah, I'll make it.
In rapid time to open the door?
Yeah. I'm gonna try.
You open the door, and inside you see a some kind of, it's gotta be a demon or a devil or something, whipping Yusuf with a serrated whip.
Okay.
And I mean, he is absolutely getting obliterated. His weapon is broken beside him. And his offhand, you see him fight like a green blade. Both weapons are shattered. He is. Like, his armor is ripped to shreds, and he is being obliterated.
I will take care of him next turn.
Okay. You literally saved his life by doing that, because at the end of the fourth round, she was going to drop into 0 hit points. But now she sees you. Okay. Dead.
I was so hoping that you weren't going to make that save.
So it is my turn. It is at the bottom of the round. The demon looks at you,
mm-hmm,
and says, "Kneel." It's just a command spell.
Yes, that is my name. How'd you know?
Yes.
So do I need to make
it? Sorry, it's a baleful command. So if you fail the save, there'll be some damage, Ryder. The save is the I think it's got to be charisma, isn't it? It's wisdom save.
My second worst one.
After strength?
Yes. I don't make it.
So you'll take 66, and you are forced to kneel until the end of your next turn.
Thankfully, you can still cast spells when kneeling.
26 points of psychic damage, if it matters.
No.
As you feel compelled to obey this fantastic creature. Some kind of... Maybe not a succubus, but in the same vein. Like, if you had, like, a succubus that was more warlike versus less seductive. Okay. Now it is my boss.
The boss.
There is a cat in front of me.
There is. What are you going to do about it?
Get the smacking!
Bitch!
Alright. First staff. 23 to hit.
Fuck!
She is two-handing her staff. Because I didn't give her a shield. So she'll get an extra, she'll make it a D instead of a D6. And then I'll add some D6 to psychic damage. Wow, that was atrocious. 10, 13 plus 4. 13 plus 2. 13 plus 2 is 15 points. Okay, that was the first attack. Second attack. Even better to hit. That's much better damage. Holy shit. 28 points of damage.
28 plus 15 is...
Step 43. He's still up?
I'm still standing.
Third attack.
What? There's three?
Yeah, oh, she does
miss.
Three.
Please Cox, miss.
20 to hit.
Fuck. You drop him.
Okay.
You drop him. 7.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I do that with dice in the blows, too.
Ted pops. And then Murphy's like, you can send him now.
No, you can't.
I know, but Ted, that's what Murphy's saying.
Murphy goes, well, you can send him now.
Thanks, Murphy. He's not busy anymore. Thanks, Murphy. Thank you.
Athena, it is your turn. Because the doors are open, you can see both targets.
Okay. I shoot them. Son of a bitch.
So my one
How many totals?
My one is dead.
How many total dice?
Did you move Hunter's Mark?
No, because now to it's her. Still on
him.
So you're shooting. Are you shooting the boss?
The boss.
Okay, then you.
I put it on that.
On her. So no. Then it is a D10.
How many D20s?
One D20. You have two attacks. She's not gonna kill it with one attack.
It's
not.
Natalie.
It's not possible.
Nat 20.
I don't care. She has...
Natural 20?
As I said,
Natalie. Are you elemental arrow? Were you using an elemental arrow or not?
I don't think I knew. I don't know. I think I know what they're weak to, though.
Doesn't matter. You pick one. You know that. No. You know it's not fire.
Let's do a fucking pop arrow.
No.
Why?
Well, if you're shooting at the lady that's right next to the giant orb...
That you're trying not to explode?
Oh, fuck, you're right. Sorry, never
mind. Or the one that's holding on to Yusuf.
Mm. So...
The one in the air.
The one in the air, you don't want to blow that up.
I don't want
to
blow that up.
I assume you elemental arrow because you're trying to kill her quickly. Mm-hmm. What element did you pick?
We're going to go with cold.
Okay, she's not resistant to that. So, she's not vulnerable either. So, you will roll... A d10 and 3d6, so you do not get sneak attack because there's no one within range.
It's Natalie. Nat 20, Natalie. Natural 20.
I love that. Fuck! You two are arguing and it happens. That was the best.
That's, what is that? That's a 10, right?
Yep. Of course it is. You roll damage twice, take the better.
Oh.
Well, hold on. So how much is it? It's 21.
Okay,
20. Roll it again.
Is it?
Yeah, it is. So 21 plus 18 is 39. No, 21 plus 28. You're right.
Yeah.
21 plus 28 is 49 plus 6.
55.
Still not dead.
Second shot.
Your last elemental arrow?
12 plus 12.
Is it your last elemental arrow for the day? Yeah. Or are you not using it? You save it for the demon.
I'll save it for the demon.
Okay, so just a regular arrow then.
12 plus 12. Regular.
You need another d6, I'm sorry. Because the hunter's mine.
It was a
1.
Should have
been 4d6, it's not 3.
It's a 5!
So 11 more damage. So she's still dead. She's still not dead, but she's real close.
I saw that too, and so I got so scared because I was like, fuck, they're not going to believe
me.
now
it's a d10 and a d6 for the last shot. You're trying to kill her. You're really 8. Close. Eight or ten.
Plus your six.
Describe as you drop 16. Her by 1 hit point.
I shoot her and it's right in the gut. I shoot her in the gut.
And she falls and lands.
And then she falls and then lands.
She lands on the orb.
She lands on the orb because that's the only place
where
she
absorbs her body.
That's not good.
Leaving her clothes behind.
That's
and
not
her
good.
And her that's stuff just good. Starts slowly slides
this
off.
This feels bad. I'm sorry. I did not mean to. I'm sorry.
No, the body's gone, but all the loot's left behind.
Okay, well, I'm still sorry, because I feel like this wasn't supposed to happen.
All right.
Moving on to the demon thing.
There's a demon left. Sal, you see a demon.
Okay.
There is no doubt in your mind that is a demon.
Two.
Probably some kind of, honestly, probably a pretty powerful demon.
Six.
That many?
Okay. So, 62 points of force damage.
Okay, I actually need this.
Holy shit!
Okay.
And
she laughs.
It did damage.
I'm not like no. There's no like. I'm not a bullshit that she definitely did damage.
But she's resistant.
No, she's not. Just
I'm speeding in.
Or she has a lot.
She's going to do. Oh, those are actually individual bolts, right?
So yes.
Yep.
Because she has a thing that let her absorb damage, but not if that. So.
Do you want me to separate it out?
No. No. It's a big absorption, not like
individual.
Yeah. So individual piddling things, she'll just take it. Next, after you, well, who's got the next
me.
Cuz I my two is dead. I literally only have I'm last. He goes, "You guys then me. You guys then me."
Okay.
So I'll just take the one bag cuz I'll be at the top of the order, not the bottom, but it doesn't matter.
I am.
So who's? We're free balling it.
That would be. Chris, and he is going to go ahead and. Use 5 charges from the ring.
To do what?
I need you to make a con save.
Okay, dokey.
For
19.
Life drain. Necrotic damage.
Yeah.
Oh, that's pathetic. 34.
So I'll take 17.
And then I will get 8 life.
Yeah, that was kind of pathetic, but one making the save and the bad damage roll, too.
Yeah.
Anything else?
That's still treated as casting a spell, right?
Yes. No, it's expending, that expends a spell slot. That's actually how, like, it's, you can use abilities and stuff like that. So, you know, you could still use, if you have bonus action spell to do that, you could do that.
I'm going to actually go ahead and use Vicious Mockery.
It's not a bonus action.
Isn't it?
No. Fuck no.
You can still mock her. I mean,
yeah.
Just...
Yeah, that's true.
Might not do anything.
She's a beast.
I'm sorry. I feel like Vicious Mockery should be a bonus action.
Actually, I'm going to go ahead and do a healing word on myself. Just because I'm in the line of fire right now.
I'm a lot closer than I was.
Use this instead.
How about this? I could have... If I don't do it to myself, I'll probably be down.
No, I get you. That's fair. I'm trying to get there.
I know, and I appreciate it. I'm trying to...
Listen, I know we're all doing our best.
Nah, I'm going to go with what I had before. This thing's cool. Healing yourself?
I still can't believe Murphy was like, just send the two-legged ones. Your minions.
Is that not how cats see?
That's very accurate.
I was going to say, like, that seemed like exactly what he was
doing. Oh, yeah, no. Like I said, I thought that was perfect. Me and him looked at each other and went, yeah.
Yeah.
And then she's going, what other minions? Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so I'm going to attack a couple times. Yusuf is useless right now, so she's just going to let him fall to the ground. And who's closest to her?
Me.
Or me, because I move 60.
I was at the door.
He's at the door. I was somewhere inside the room, but again, move 60.
Yeah, so you're like 30 feet. You're like 20 or 30 feet behind me. But
so I'm going. I got three attacks, and they're three different attacks. Ironically, no, I'm not using those. Never mind. Not using those. Those cost resources. I'll use these instead.
Burn the resources.
So we'll use... Oh, that's how that works. Bollocks. I'm not spending that. I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that yet. So we're gonna use Powerful Bite to hit you. 25 to hit.
That'll hit.
Okay. I had a feeling. Inside my bones...
Feel like a friggin' yo-yo tonight.
27 plus 7 is 34.
Okay.
And then the other one is Scorching Bite, which is the same tip. 14 misses.
Yes.
And it's not actually a bite, but that's the monster I chose that represented. Does she want to do that? She has a chance that she could really fuck... What are your hit points, Art?
I'm not going to tell you.
She has soul sight. What are your hit points?
35.
She's not going to use that. Pass. It wasn't worth the resource because the odds of her killing him and eating his soul weren't very high.
That's why I healed myself.
Who's three?
Me.
Natalie?
Yep.
I turn. And I start heading towards Yusuf and the demon. And then I draw my bow and I do Hunter's Mark on her now.
Yeah.
And then I hit. Two d20s. 1d20.
You're not...
1d20. 1d20, and we're going to immediately do minus 5 plus 10.
Okay.
So that's 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, plus 7 for this. 17 plus 7.
Hits.
Fantastic.
Roll the next hit. Roll the next shot.
Next shot?
You're using your bow, right?
Yes. And then 10 plus 7 for 17.
Also hits.
And it's just two hits. Okay.
So... You have an ally within five feet because Chris is not dead.
Correct.
So that's 1d6. You have 3d6. Are you all clairvoying or no?
No.
Okay. So then it's 2d6 from Hunter's Mark, and then 2d10 from the two arrows.
Oh, that's what I was thinking of.
And you roll it twice and take the rest.
I'm actually trying to heal myself.
Actually, yeah.
So that's... Sorry, I didn't count it.
No. Because if I didn't heal myself, instead of being 19. At 35, I would have been at 15. 19
first.
And I probably would have gotten eaten.
Yeah.
This is immediately better. 15,
21, 27, 29. 29
plus
6? You said 29 plus... Then 16. You, then it's 29 plus
32.
Because you did it twice.
Oh.
That's two arrows.
We went up a level.
But don't I re-roll this?
No, that was total roll arrows.
10 for my Bardic Inspiration.
So 29 plus 32 is 61.
How does that feel?
I
hope it feels like shit. Just...
No. Picking the right die to use.
Mm-hmm. Fuck. She really hates her at you now. Okay.
And then she just looks in the camera and it's just me and I go, hi! And then she goes, fight me, bitch!
Alright. And she in Abyssal, which you would not recognize, she says, I will reap your soul.
Guess what? I don't understand what you just said. Chris speak common.
And then Chris is like, but ow. But not until I'm done with him. Okay. Now after that, who's four?
That'd be me.
Get it, Sal.
All right. We are switching to the... Okay, we'll switch to the glaive and we'll dive in.
When you get within range of her, willingly, I need a charisma save.
What is within range? Because I have a 10-foot reach with the...
15 feet. Oof. Sorry, 10 feet.
Charisma save?
Yeah.
19 total.
You are not, in love with her.
Yeah.
Though there's a nasty debuff.
Got it. We're gonna take my strikes at her just to.
Yep.
Okay, the lower one is a 16.
Misses.
17?
Hits.
Does Radiant do anything special?
Nothing special.
Figured I'd ask.
It's a valid question.
Stupid.
Why would you expect that one? Stupid fucking dice.
Alright, so... 14 on that, plus 5 for the grays, so 19. And then for the bonus action, ass end. Critical miss.
Now, we'll see how bad it is.
15.
You're fine.
Does that still get the grays?
No.
I gotta ask.
If it wasn't a critical miss, it would have.
Hmm. In any case, I'm in her face.
Yeah. Okay. Mr. Art. No, yeah, Art's next. 5.
Beat her up. Beat her up. To the best of your ability.
I'm going to do the psychic glance on her.
Sure.
She's immune to psychic damage.
That is not the case. Is this charisma save or int save?
Int.
Okay. Oh! I didn't even need the bonus I have. You tried that spell 3 times, and I've succeeded... This is the first time I've actually succeeded. I'm the only thing without a legendary resistance, too.
So, technically, it has never succeeded at this table. Because you always legendary resistance it.
Mm-hmm. It's the only thing that... It's the only monster I haven't used it. The only boss I haven't had that... The only boss that it hasn't had it, because it's so beefy. It's such a beefcake. either if they've got really high saves, they don't get legendary resistance, or really high hit points, they don't get legendary resistance because they have to give you a way to kill them.
I rolled 17.
Okay, I'll take 9, 8.
As a bonus action,
yeah,
I am going to do unsettling words.
What does that do?
You can expend one use of your bardic inspiration and choose one creature you can see within 60 feet. Roll the bardic inspiration die, which is now a d10. Seven. The creature must subtract the number rolled from the next saving throw it makes before the start of your next turn.
If you'd done that before, I would have failed.
Oh, yeah. I should have. I was thinking it was to hit, so never mind.
You're not going to use it?
I'm still going to use it.
All right, I'm in minus a 7 to my next saving throw?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to fail that, whatever it is. The only thing I'm really great at is strength saving throws. I don't think you're using that on me.
Does it count as a person?
No.
Damn.
Why?
Because I have whole person.
Yeah, no, it's not a person. It's a brute class demon. Alright.
Yeah, probably should have reversed that.
But yeah, I should have reversed it. But
which it would have failed for sure.
Yeah.
Because I only have one thing that does spell there.
Well, but
how does reduce work?
it would subtract a d4 from its damage.
Wouldn't cut it in half. Because if it magnifies dice, but it doubles.
It would reduce her dice size, yes. Well, no, she would go from medium to small, which isn't a die, which doesn't change dice. Medium and small use the same dice. Going to large is an increase. Going to tiny is the next one down.
It's the only other, you know, save.
Or you let it have or
is Thunder Wave. Not Wither and Burn, but
call me number 12. Let's be fair. Your character would know his abilities work even if you don't.
I'm going to say 6. Cocked.
That's the most cocked. It could have been. You flip the order. Okay. I am stunned. I will take an extra 9 damage.
So, yeah. So you're also going to take a little bit more damage. But, yeah. The big thing with
I gave you the credit. Your character knows how his abilities work even if you don't.
Yeah, because I skimmed through it and I... You thought misread it.
Its next attack roll, which would have saved your bacon too. Could have saved your bacon too.
Yes.
All right. So that was yours. Then it's me.
Yes.
I skip my turn. I'm no longer stunned. Right. It's until the end of their next turn. Or the beginning of your. Hold on. Let's redo that. Hold on a second.
Okay.
So it's my turn now, which means I'm no longer stunned. Or is it until the end of beginning of your next turn for Rothams?
No. It is incapacitated until the start of your next turn.
That's what I thought. So I am still stunned.
Yes.
Which means...
Melee auto crits.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
Whatever Paul? Damage you can dish out.
She gets in with her claws. Because she's been moving every time. Yep.
I run up. Do I get there now?
Yeah. Yeah.
The third round, yeah. I go, nice to... meet you. Minus 5 plus 10.
Your advantage.
You're at an advantage. See. So roll 2 dice 3 times.
2 dice 3 times.
First one's not going to hit. That's a 20 on the second.
Auto crit, so it's an auto max damage crit next.
8.
19.
So two so
that's
hits.
Two crits.
One
so,
max damage crit.
Oh, no, 2 crits. Yeah, one max damage crit.
And one regular crit. So she's Hunter's Marked?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so your claws do a d6.
Oh, she gets her sneak attack.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the d6 and Hunter's Mark?
Yep.
Put the Hunter's Mark die out.
So it's...
Sneak attack on the first one. And that's the one that's max. You doesn't actually have to roll that. This is just for my... So, essentially, it's 36 plus 16. It's 52.
52, yep.
Okay.
And then you actually have to... You take this out, because you already got sneak attack. You just got the max. So roll that. Roll those. 10 plus 16 is 26. Is 78. She may have just killed it. I'm not sure she did. What's 76 plus 78?
77, 140,
150.
Dead. 154.
Describe as you kill it.
Nice.
She fucking shows up. Nice. Murders everything.
To meet you and stabs it.
Roll me a dex save.
Oops. 10 plus 9.
19. Do you want to grab the whip out of her hands before she poofs?
Yes. Everyone's nodding yes. Yes. That's a silly question, Paul. Of course I do.
You manage to rip her whip out of her hand as she disappears, as a portal to hell appears and sucks her away.
Yeah.
Leaving behind a one to ten hit point Yusuf and a bladed whip. As well, hold on. So here's the loot you're going to get from this fight. From the last two, and then we'll wrap it up. Yeah. You have the staff, which I'm going to tell you, it is a 2d10 cantrip psychic attack once a turn. 120 foot range. You essentially wave the staff. She had a special bond to it that let her do it multiple times. She didn't have any other loot. It was just that for her. And then you have the bladed whip. So as you guys see Yusuf just cry, he's still screaming because he's in agony. It's time to end.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Nice to meet you.